I got my fingers crossed.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
And what have you been driving?
Well, it's partially electric. Which is partial. Okay. Very interesting.
Kind of like sort of pregnant?
Yeah, right. Almost. Anyway, it's a heck of a vehicle, though. It'll get on the country roads because it's all-wheel drive. Very exotic. This is a Bob Vance vehicle. The 2024 Alfa Romeo Tonale Velace,
yes.
EAWD. Wow. It's a plug-in electric hybrid, so it just for a little bit. So it'll go 32 miles pure electric, but 360 total miles. This is a premium contact SUV. It's a hatchback, 285 horsepower, so it will scoot. Great, great driving. I mean, it's an Alfa Romeo, for goodness sake. Advanced adaptive cruise with full stop, which I really enjoy on a highway. All the safety features that you would expect, certainly. Interior, 12.3-inch full-color display, a 10.25-inch touchscreen display. Looks like CinemaScope there. 8-way power adjustable passenger and driver seats, heated, configurable ambient lighting, which is really kind of nice. LED lights everywhere. Optional equipment on this thing. Really a beautiful exterior paint job. It was gray, but it was metallic. Perforated leather seats, ventilated front seats, Harman Kardon premium audio, surround view camera, which to me is magic, 20-inch wheels on this thing. Like I said, we already talked about the mileage. It's a great driver in town and on the road. Base is 47, which is pretty cool for an Alfa. This thing loaded to the gills was 57. But check it out. It's sporty. Some of our friends at Stellantis. 24, Alfa Romeo Tonale Velace, all-wheel drive. Doodah.
Is that what Sean Connery drove in the original James Bond movies?
No, that was an Aston Martin.
Oh, I knew it was some foreign deal. You know.
Started with an A.
That's right. I was in the bright part of the alphabet. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're waltzing across Texas.
Yeehaw.
We're going to Tyler with Mason Connolly, our district leader there, right after this.